Hello, Eunice. Good to see you today. How are you?
Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm doing well. It's been a very nice summer so far. Lovely weather, and now when vacation period has started, it's quite calm at office. Yeah, I'm one of the few around, so it's no, it's very nice actually.
Great. So you have some calm time at work.
Yeah, finally. This spring and this summer has been very busy. We have had a large reorg, and I have been recruiting for my new group and doing expectation management for our portfolio and transitioning from my old role into my new role. And so I'm quite happy that I get some slower pace and maybe get some time off to do some reflection on work and work-life balance and so on.
That's nice. So first, I want to thank you for allowing me to record our session today for ICS credential purposes.
Sure, I'm happy to help. Yep.
Thank you. You mentioned that you have been doing reflections about work and life during this calm period. What's most on your mind today for us to work with?
We're switching from we're switching the office setup from virtual to hybrid, which means that we will do 2 to 3 days at home and then 2 or 3 days per week at work. One issue that I have seen is that when my staff are product managers, so they are burning for their stuff. Yeah, and they are working a lot. So therefore, I think that most of my staff, for all of them actually, they work too many hours when we do working from home. Myself, I'm one of them for sure. Yeah, and I feel I have trouble pacing myself. It's just work all the time. There's no it's not sustainable over time to do this, and I'm 53. I don't want to do that either. I feel I am achieving things at work, but I also feel that this is not a good situation going forward. I think the problem is since COVID, we have started to work from home, and it's worked brilliantly for Ericsson. It's been really good. But that's been since March 2020. We do our virtual meetings, and then people just book more and more and more meetings because things that we could have sorted in individual meetings. Just in the corridor, everything takes longer time. So, and we need to have organized meetings. There's no one doing meetings just ad hoc there. Yeah. So the thing is, and we are dispersed over many time zones, and it feels like the awareness of work versus private time and time zones and so on, that just disappeared with COVID. Yeah. I feel no, I feel I have to find a better and proper balance. When I get tired, I'm no longer productive. Yeah.
Balance. What does balance look like to you?
What does balance look like to me? I don't have a problem working 9 hours, 10 hours per day, but I think what I feel now is getting a bit older and so on. I feel I need breaks. I need to take a proper lunch. I need to maybe take a walk, 20 minutes just around the block. Yeah. And I really can feel the difference between the days that I have done this. I have taken a proper lunch. I have taken a walk. Maybe I go up 10 minutes after a meeting and do something else at home. Yeah, and just change my mind, shift my mind a bit there. Yeah, and I can feel the difference there between those days and the days I don't do that. So I think it's just I intellectually know that I'm more efficient when I take lunch and take breaks, and that will be, I will be less tired and so on. I will have more energy, and then yet I don't. That's so stupid. So I want to get less tired. I want to be less tired after work so that I can end the days with having a nice quality time with my wife, yes? Playing games and swimming and working out and whatever, yes? So for me, basically what it means is that we work for sure, but I do take breaks and lunch and I do rest a bit, and then so I'm not so tired. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I hear your frustrations and want a balance where you take lunches, take breaks, and have quality time with your wife.
Mm.
And virtual work started, as you mentioned, back in March 2020. What makes this topic of significance for you now?
Mm. Why is this important now? Mm. It's been important up and down during this period, yeah. But now I'm moving into a new position, and I've been offered a head of product management position, and this is new to me. I've always been R&D, and then of course want to produce well from start. So I need to be top shape to take on this role. I need to be my best. So I want to do that. And this spring I was very tired. And then I ended up with diagnosed high blood pressure. And I think partially from genes and genetics and stuff, but also partly for pressure at work. So there are many things there are several things that make this important for me right now. Yeah. So the thing is, I can also feel we're doing a big reorganization in our business area, and now vacations are here and pressure is going down, but it like feels like the calm before the storm. Yeah. So after this summer, I can for sure feel that pressure will just hit us like that. If we are working 2 to 3 days per week from home, I need to be much more structured in how I spend those days, and not with how I do when I work. It's about taking breaks actually, so that I keep a high productivity all the time. Yeah. So I think it's a good time actually to reflect on this now when we are in this calm period now, or I am in this calm period.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to learn about the high blood pressure. When storms come now, like the way you did it, what will prevent you from taking breaks or lunches?
I don't think there's anything actually preventing it. It's myself. It's my expectation of myself. It's in my own brain. I just try to squeeze in as much as possible per day. There are so many things happening all the time. That people want to pick my brain. They want to bounce ideas with me, discuss things, and they need help how to do things. And I feel that as a manager, I should be there. I shouldn't let them down. And say no, yeah. It's so much now that we were actually down before summer. We're down to 30 minutes meetings, so that we can squeeze in more topics per day. But the thing is that we were like 10, 15 meetings with different topics per day. And that's not healthy. The context switching is terrible. And then no one can have that as a sustainable way of working. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I can hear your desire that you want to work with it. And what would you like to walk away from our session today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to feel confident about that I can really work with taking breaks and resolve this situation where I just work and don't relax. I want to have a balanced situation, as I said before, Ariel, for work and life. That's what I would like to do.
Okay, so you want to feel more confident. And where about are you now with regards to your confidence?
Yeah, maybe halfway, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what's in the halfway that you already have?
I think just talking about it is good, because that kind of gives me awareness of the situation, and you have to spell it out for yourself. Yeah.
And where would you like to be at the end of our session then?
I need to definitely feel more confident about addressing this situation. I want feel more confident that I'm ready for this storm approaching. Yeah.
Okay, so more confidence. And what will be a good measurement of our success for a session?
Haven't been a program manager for decades, yeah, before moving into my new role there. So therefore, of course, I love actions. And I would like to have some smart actions about how to handle this situation, how to resolve the situation, yeah. And I will be very happy and definitely more confident if I have maybe 3-4 smart actions that we can work with, yeah?
Okay, so 3-4 smart actions. And what make actions smart?
Ah, okay, sorry. Smart here, I don't mean intelligent. I meant change management. You know, you have a specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timed target that you can follow up on and so on, yeah.
Aha, uh-huh. So that's truly smart. Mm-hmm. So I hear you're saying you want to work on the balance of work and life and have 3-4 smart actions to feel more confident to work with a long hour, no break, no lunch situation for our session today.
Yep, that's a good summary. Yeah, that's what I want to achieve.
Okay, great. And what do you bring with you today to ensure that you will achieve that?
What do I bring? I think I bring a strong desire to improve. I'm highly motivated to change. And of course, then I have a coach, yeah?
Okay. So what do you think we need to address first to achieve that then?
What I will start with first here, that would be myself. I know, the thing is, I know what I should do, yeah? And I also have the toolbox, I have the mechanisms to handle this. It's just that I just get into the flow and I don't execute on it. Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a big... So what is it?
Oh, no, sorry. That's more frustrated and disappointed about myself, yeah? And especially when I start to talk about it and it feels so stupid, yeah. I feel like I'm... I start the day like I jump onto a treadmill and then I just run, and then this treadmill, and I just continue running on it over and over and over and over, and then there's no end to it, and then no breaks or anything, and then oops, 9 hours passed, yeah, and then I'm really tired.
Mm-hmm. So you jump on the treadmill in the morning. How does exactly the treadmill run during the day?
Yeah, my days are always fully booked. It's so that my colleagues, they comment on it. Yeah, you're always blue in the calendar. Yeah, what happens is I go up in the morning. I have a breakfast. I actually do take a proper breakfast and so on. Yeah, read my paper, and then I go onto the treadmill, and then I'm there. The treadmill it continues to go and go and go. One meeting after another, yeah. And there are no breaks, no lunches, no lunch breaks. I eat during meetings even, yeah. So I can squeeze in something over lunch, or someone else squeezes in something over lunch, because everyone else is fully booked, yeah. And then it just continues like this into the evening, yeah. And then, it stops when I'm too tired to work, or my wife go down and check on me and say that, shouldn't you stop working now? Yeah. So then I go off the treadmill, and then I'm tired. Yeah. So I know that this is not efficient. It's not good. It's not good for my health. But I just keep doing it. That's very, very annoying. Yeah. And while I'm talking now with you here, yeah, I can visualize myself on this treadmill, yeah. I don't understand why I do that. And that really frustrates me.
I hear your frustration about the situation. And I also have some thoughts to share with you to see if that lands with you. If it does, great. If not, let me know, then we move on. Would that be okay?
Oh, sure. Definitely, yeah.
Well, I hear you talking just now. It seemed to be multiple illnesses.
Multiple illnesses. Mm. From that perspective, yeah. There's the one who's running continuously on the treadmill, yeah, for sure. Hardworking, no breaks, and achieving things at work, yeah, and trying to achieve more and more and more, and to fulfill everyone's expectations and so on. Then the one who actually was the reflecting one now, yeah, who analyzes the situation and breaks down the problem and do see the values of having breaks and lunches and actually know what to do about the whole situation. And actually understands that prioritizing the health situation will increase productivity.
Mm-hmm. So there are two illnesses. Mm-hmm. One is hardworking, and the other one is the clever, reflective. Who am I speaking to now?
Now you're speaking to a program manager, Jonas, who wants to solve this problem. Yeah.
Okay. So you said straighter while you were speaking, and the Jonas want to solve the situation. What's happening there?
But while talking about this, and I see both of these illnesses, so to say, and so I'm fairly confident I will be able to sort this now. Yeah, I can. And the thing is, both of these perspectives of Jonas, both these illnesses, they make sense. They both have good points of views, yeah. So I think we have to. Both of them have good intentions and good insights and values and so on. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said good intentions, good insights, and how so? The illness who wants to get this situation solved.
Yeah. That is hardworking, Jonas. That's the one who is appreciated at work, yes, and then he delivers, and so yeah, and the smarter Jonas, that's the one I need to listen to, so I can have a good life and a good work life balance. And I want to spend more time with my hobbies as well, both cooking and photography. Yeah, so that's important for me to free up time, and of course spending time with my wife as well. Yeah, so they both have different views here, and I need to combine that. The hardworking and supportive Jonas here, I mean, he obviously sees taking breaks as potential problems, because that would slow down progress, and I have I can solve more by pressing in more in my calendar, yeah, and then solve things faster by not pushing it another day, and so. So the breaks here is an opportunity to support people and work with people so that we get more things done. Whereas the clever, reflective Jonas, then the second one there that you observed here, sees the value of being efficient over time as well, yeah, and that efficiency and productivity and so on is actually an effect of the work life balance, that you actually do take breaks and so on. I think the clever Jonas needs to tell the hardworking Jonas that the hardworking Jonas has not seen the whole picture. Because if I don't reduce my work pressure, I will continue to have problems with high blood pressure and being tired and so on. So if I get a better life, I have more time, I get more energy, and then I wake up happy to go to work, and then I will produce more. That's sustainable efficiency, yes.
Now, hearing all this, what's coming to your mind that Jonas would want to get this resolved?
Both sides are valid, of course. Yeah, as I said before here, I should and want to work hard. I like my job, and I like to see the effects and impact that I make. Yeah, so I want to achieve something at work, and then fulfill expectations. So that feels good, of course, but I also know that I should work in a clever way so that I can prioritize life and health, because that actually will over time make me better. Yeah. So I will only work better and fulfill expectations when I do take breaks and lunches over time again then. Yeah. I need to feel well. So basically like this, then, working long hours without breaks, That's a simple way out of the workload situation. It's not strategic, it's not clever. Yeah.
Simple way out. What makes it simple?
It's a convenient way of doing it. You don't need to think, you just slot things in, right? And you work. You don't need to resolve any underlying problems in why is it so much in my calendar. You just have to respond to what's coming in, yeah, and then act on that. And when I think about it, it seems to be convenient, even lazy, when I talk about it. I would never do that in this way of handling like a work issue, yeah. That one I would be breaking down and analyzing and everything. And now here I just work harder, shovel harder. And that's, I think, it's a lazy way out. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's the simple, convenient, lazy way out. And what are some other way out then?
Um, Yeah, of course, there's this the simplest way out. Stop responding. But that's of course not that you can't do that if you want to have a career and if you want to be a manager. Of course, that's not viable. I must support my employees and meet the expectations of the people around me. Yeah. So the only way that it could be a way forward is to take this smart way of solving it. Yeah. To look into the underlying problems here, to analyze what patterns drives me, and to see what's the best for my group, for me to work with my group, maybe grow my people by delegating, working with them strategically, make sure everyone understands the strategic direction, and then coach them, so to say, not like you, but like a team coach. Yeah.
How do you feel about the smarter way out you just mentioned?
The smarter way out, that's obviously the only good solution. That's the best way moving forward. But the thing is, at the same time, it requires me to spend some time analyzing and find better ways of approaching the situations. Yeah. But that will actually have a much more positive impact on me and my work, and of course, in the long run, also my health situation. Yeah.
So what make it positive?
What makes it positive? I think that taking the time to find the actions that will reduce the level of stress on me. I think that's the positive thing, and among that is of course like building my delegating more and growing my employees. Yeah, that's something that will have a positive impact on me and also for my employees as well. Yeah.
So I just want to do a quick check-in. At beginning of our session, your desired outcome for today is to feel more confident, have 3 to 4 smart actions to work with on the long hour, no break, no lunch situation. How do you feel with regard to our progress?
Well, I think we're doing well, very well. I think just having this conversation helps me to see my situation better, actually clearer. I didn't spend time on breaking up this problem. So I had a big puzzle earlier about this, and myself, and why I know everything I need to do, but still, I just continuously roll on the treadmill. Yes, so no, I see the reasoning clearer right now. It's and I like the fact of coming up to this that reactive thinking, that it was a reactive thinking, a short-sighted, simpler solution. That has helped. I also start to feel the importance here of value of taking time to reflect, actually. Of course, I understood that before, yeah. But maybe once in a while you need to be reminded, yeah. And this conversation helped me actually quite a bit. So we're doing well, thank you.
That's good to know. And what else would you like to explore to best serve you during the rest of our session?
I would like to explore some smart actions then that I can take. I like the actions.
Sure, indeed, the smart actions. So, where would be a good place to dive in to explore to find some smart actions?
Yeah, maybe dive into the treadmill, upgrading the treadmill, and having an automatic program every 50 minutes after running. There will be a 10 minutes break, and then there will be an absolute pause for lunch, 60 minutes every day. Yes. And then the treadmill will be powered off entirely at 6 o'clock every single day. During the last 10 minutes, I will upgrade the treadmill so I have a 10 minutes cooling down time to allow Jonas to reflect on his day. Yeah, something like that.
That sounds cool. And what would be the clever, reflective Eunice say about this treadmill upgrade?
Well, he will for sure like it. It's a good decision, and that will help a lot with efficiency and productivity, yes. And of course, my health and everything. And so adding time for reflection and analyze the situation, that's of course what I should do, and that will bring results as well. It will help me to fulfill expectations as well. That is the clever way of doing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the hardworking supportive unit? What do you think he will say?
Yeah, okay. As long as the upgrade doesn't disturb production. That's the normal thing our customer says to us, yes. So, I of course need to continue to fulfill the expectations on me. And I need to do well in my time, in my new role. So if I can do that, then I will, that Jonas will be fine with the upgrade, I think, yes.
Uh-huh.
And all Jonas's will be happy for if we are not exhausted at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay, so there seems to be some alignment for this upgrade decision.
Yep. Yes, there is. So when the upgrade happens, I will be more productive and I will be able to rest. So everyone has a, it's a win-win situation for all the Jonas's. Yep.
Okay, so when this upgrade happens, how do things look like for you then?
So you mean when this has happened?
Uh-huh.
So the future good. I will be relaxed, much more relaxed than what I am today. And I will continue to be productive on the same level as I am today. But with the effects though that I'm not tired in the evenings as much. I can spend time on my wife and work in the garden, socialize, meet with people and so on, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how would you feel when that happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will of course feel good. As said, I will feel relaxed, I presume. It's a positive feeling, sense of achievement and being energized. Yeah, so happier as I get to spend more time doing what I love to do outside work, working with hobbies and my wife, for instance. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So while you were talking about things after the upgrade, what's coming up to you?
Yeah, it becomes clearer and clearer, I think. Yeah, as the clever and hardworking Jonas, I should proceed with a treadmill upgrade. Yeah, I will do an ISU on me. No, I will do an ISBU on myself.
Okay, so you will do a ISU and ISP. What
sorry,
is that?
That's ISU, ISSU, that's in-service software upgrade. That's how you do upgrade of software systems in a cloud-native context. Sorry for that, yes. And I was just thinking, my brain wandered off a bit. Sorry for that. I just played with words there. So instead of doing an in-service software upgrade, maybe I can do an ESBU, an ISBU. In-service behavioral upgrade, yes, that can contain new features, and that could be, why not? Like what we discussed before here, like instead of 1 hour meetings, 50 minutes meetings, and I think one thing that we discussed before that actually sticks in my mind is then both this blocking time for lunch and so on that I really need to do. I should block that out of office. Yeah. And then what really stuck with me was this, maybe I should have a reflection time at the end of the day, every day, and think through, so how did I do this day now? How did I take breaks and so on? Yeah.
Okay, so Isabel, in-service behavior upgrade. That's so creative. And what else about Isabel needs to be considered?
No, I don't think there is anything else that is needed to make this upgrade successful. Yeah. Other than, yeah, I must make sure that there's no rollback to the old version, the old software version or behavior version. I need to have the self-discipline to make sure that there really is no rollback. There's no rolling back to that behavior. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about rollback a couple of times just now. And what is it, rollback?
But the importance for that is to make the upgrade sustainable. Yeah. That there is no... I need to have the self-discipline to make sure that I actually continue in the new pattern here and do the new things that I need to do, so I don't fall back to this simple solution of just working. Yeah. So I have to break the current pattern, and I need to make sure I work with having the self-discipline to continue with the actions that we just have started to define, actually. And it will take a couple of months to do that. I think the first couple of months now would be very important for me in my new position. So now is the time when I should actually implement this as well. Yeah. The first obvious thing is to reflect, to reserve a time to reflect every day on how I'm doing. That is what will help me to know that, and help me to have the self-discipline to continue. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. What are some insights you gained about yourself during our session today?
Yeah, the thing is, I have always known that the long-term efficiency comes with taking breaks and lunches and so on. Another insight is that, yeah, when the workload gets higher, I used to react with no breaks and hoping for more time to fulfill expectations instead. Yeah. And that was very reactive. It's the simple way out. Instead, yeah, it helped in the moment, but as I said, it's an easy way out. But that way of behaving, it does take a toll on my efficiency and productivity and my health and social life. Yeah. I have to make the efforts here. I really have the insight of I have to make the effort to have a smart way out, and that will help me in the longer run. Yeah. I need to focus more on this, on my self-discipline and staying disciplined, so that I can see a balanced work and life ahead of me here. I'm happy with what we have discussed so far, yes.
I really want to recognize your desire and your openness and insightfulness into the topic. Great work. And with this great insight, what would be the most meaningful next steps for you?
I will take action immediately. When I go back now to work, I will start this upgrade immediately. I will add a reflection time slot in my calendar. I will add lunch in my calendar, block off time as out of office. And I will also put in an additional item to my next unit meeting in the agenda there to have a discussion with my groups, my group there and the staff, so that we don't make sure that everyone agrees on that. We don't book meetings over lunch. And I think that's the easy things to do, yes. But I think I should care about them as well and their well-being, yeah. Another thing that we have discussed before, but we've not acted on really, is the fact that we can book 50-minute meetings. You can actually set that in Outlook. So that's something I will do, that we automatically book only 50 minutes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you just came up with four actions for yourself. And what else is needed to make the upgrade successful and sustainable?
I think the actions I just listed here, that they will help me succeed in my upgrade. I think with the reflection time slot there, that will help, I hope, to make it sustainable, yes? So I can set up all of these tools as reminders with which will reinforce my discipline, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what sources of support can be helpful?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can ask my wife to come down and check on me. I can share my actions with her, yeah, and then I can ask her to come and look to me once in a while. Yes, she used to be a project manager as well, so she will make sure I would be held accountable. Yeah, I think she will be happy to do that as well, because she also complained a bit about my heavy workload and so. Yeah.
Okay, so you have your wife that could be. Source of support for you. And what might your wife feel when you're upgrading successful and also sustainable?
I think she will be very happy, because we can do more activities together in the garden, and she likes long walks, but I'm often tired. So I think I will have a happier wife if I work less, yeah, and if I'm more energized. And if she is happier, then of course I will be happier, yeah?
Okay, so a happier couple. Your energy level is very different to compare with the time when we got started. What have you noticed?
I think I have more energy, yeah? The thing is, I feel this conversation, I'm confident that I can attack the situation, I can solve the problem. And the four actions that we came up with now, I think I'm fairly confident actually that I can get them working and have them done and stick. Yeah. So I think I will soon be a happier and more energized Jonas, or all of the Jonases probably will be more energized. Yeah. And I can still be the Jonas on the treadmill, running, yeah, but with the upgraded version, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot to celebrate. And then how would you like to celebrate your progress today?
Mm-hmm. how would I celebrate? Yes, no, I have a couple of hours more to finish before the end of the day. I will take time off actually to do what I came up with here. I took notes while talking, and also, and then I can celebrate having a little whiskey at the end of the day. I know it's Tuesday, but still, yeah, I can allow myself a little whiskey.
Wow. Anything you would like to say to finish our session so that you can start your celebration?
No, it's just you in between my whiskey now, so no, I have no more. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much today, Jonas, for the great session. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. See you next time. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.